Well, today is Kenny Chesney's birthday. We're actually recording this podcast on Friday, March 26th, and Kenny Chesney's having a birthday. So we figured what we'll do is put Kenny Chesney's interview from just a couple weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, on the end of this podcast. So as soon as you're done, as soon as you hear the final closing jingle, don't turn the podcast off. We got another 10 minutes or so hanging out with Kenny. So stick around for that. It's right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
I'm going to do the whole thing in that little voice. Is that cool?
Oh, man. Could you please? That's awesome.
The podcast is getting kicked off right now, obviously, because we just sang the song. Silly. But we are here in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. Thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts, for sponsoring us again. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
Look at Clary!
Oh, wow. We've used that one before, I feel like.
Yeah, we have.
That's a classic.
I was looking for a certain one today because we have the lady who goes, Kenny Chesup. She calls Kenny Chesney Kenny Chesup every time she calls. And I thought we had her as a gold, but we don't. I'm very sad that I couldn't find the Kenny Chesup lady. So the next time she calls, you have to put her on hold so I can get her saying on tape, Kenny Chesup or Chesup.
And she called today 3 times to tell us to wish him a happy birthday.
And we did.
Wow.
And we played a little performance from Kenny and all that. So it was very cool.
He's going to be at the end of the podcast. So,
yes. Already said. For those of you who are not watching on YouTube, the...
people who are watching on
YouTube. Well, the YouTube thing.
It's taking a while to get back around.
Is you?
I think one of the two of us is me, who has it pulled up to make sure the audio is working. It's me and Glenda and no one else. So it's
for
still
now,
new. It's a new thing.
For now. Yeah, we moved the podcast from Facebook to YouTube, so it's a little different. And yeah, it's a little slow to get it going, but once people figure it out, we'll move people over and it'll be good.
So are we going to do... Do we take that and then put it on Facebook and and then it goes out again? Is that how they go?
Well,
we just
take
share
that
the YouTube
and share
link
it.
On Facebook
All right.
Yeah, man.
I'm not good at this.
No, none of us are.
Why and we got to get that other. This? We have to get that other software so we can do both at the same time. That's coming.
Oh, that'll totally change it.
That's gonna. It will. Yes. It will change things.
It will. That way we can.
Connor is also watching.
That's why we had more people on Facebook.
He's like, dang. We're the only ones here. Yes, Connor. You are the only ones here.
Thanks today, for pointing that out, Connor.
But today we actually have a live studio audience watching the podcast in the green room. So
yeah, we do.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you wave. Yay.
There you go. That's
I don't know
great.
If you could see them through the glass, but they're there.
Flew across the country to watch us do this.
We're sorry.
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard them say they couldn't check into their hotel yet. That's why they're
crispy nose.
Yeah, we got nothing else. We might as well watch these fat idiots talk.
You know what? There are worse things to do when you're sitting around waiting for the availability.
Look, man, we have free M&M's and Reese's Pieces.
That's right.
Oh, help yourself.
Take they're not free. Or have both. And mix them together. I mean, we provide you the pennies it takes to get them.
We do.
I like to mix them together and you get like a chocolate peanut butter kind of like a little, you know, it's like a whole different thing.
You mean like a Reese's Pieces already is?
Reese's Pieces is just peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
I thought because it's got the little shell and I thought the shell had a thin layer of chocolate.
I don't think it's in your head.
No, sir.
It's just peanut butter.
No, sir.
This whole time?
Yes.
I have been wrong about the actual makeup of Reese's Pieces?
Yes.
Do you think Fruit Loops are different flavors too?
Yeah.
As it turns out, all Fruit Loops
taste
the same.
No.
Yes. They're just different colors.
What about Fruity Pebbles?
Can't speak to that.
That's a good question.
I need to know these things. I need to know these things.
Fruity Pebbles all have the same flavor. They're just different colors.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like me. I don't like Fruity Pebbles because it gives you that
the film
in your mouth.
Yeah, the film is.
It will also turn other things green later on.
Oh, your toot-toot, your poot-poot?
Yes. Oh, yeah?
Thank you, Bubba.
That's charming.
Yeah, it is. Weird. I don't know why Fruity Pebbles, man, makes it green.
I used to make Fruity Pebbles... treats like Rice Krispie treats, but Fruity Pebbles. Yeah, a friend of mine requested it, And
not as good.
According to the people I served them to, they're the greatest things ever. But they are also herbally friendly. So I assume that they may not have been sober when I provided those treats. I don't take that.
Gotcha.
Herbally friendly? What's that?
In other words, they was high.
420.
They was high. Oh, you can just say they were high.
I don't know. Yeah.
They were doing stuff and whatever. Plug and replug? Oh, okay. Yeah. So people got to hear my horrible singing?
Well, they didn't because you're so far away from the mic. They can't hear you at all.
Thank goodness.
Oh. All right.
Awesome.
It's right. Working. Now we're working. Yeah, one day we'll have this figured out. It's kind of.
At myself on YouTube, but just moved
this
the mic over.
This is only episode 300 and something. I mean, one day.
Fairness,
we're
I've
get
only
this
been
going.
Here for two thirds. So.
This is 330, by the way.
Yeah. Wow.
330. It's
no,
a very special day.
That was last week.
No, last week was 329.
No, it
and
was
the week before that was 328. No, I'm looking at them right now.
I'm looking
now.
At the, you're
check
forgetting
the
one that's on YouTube that says episode 330, bro.
Big D.
Podcast episode 330 last week.
Did we label it wrong?
No, it's 330.
Oh,
last
you
week.
Know why I'm thinking that? Because I'm looking at the Facebook numeral.
Exactly,
because
we're not on Facebook
system.
Anymore.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
319.21 was 330 per your website with your name on it.
331 episodes in. Look at that. We don't even know what episode we're on. We don't even know how to get the sound right.
Two of us knew.
I wouldn't listen to this. But...
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, yeah, you would.
No, it's even better sitting here live watching it.
My favorite is that, you know, you talk to people and they're like, yeah, you know, I listen to your show and then the show goes off and then I turn the podcast on and I listen to that. And then I listen to the podcast from the beginning, the first episode, which is crazy. I don't know if you guys have ever gone back and listened to the first couple episodes. They're way different.
How are they
doing? Like, mostly just... Bubba talking about poop. That's the first
by
three
the way,
episodes.
I mentioned it again today.
Yes.
So not much has changed that way. But yeah, it's
when I got the job with you guys.
Patrick, plug this in.
Oh.
Or see that card?
Oh.
That.
They're trying to fix the sound. And look, you're over here going, we know what we're doing.
No, there's no sound at all
no,
now.
That's
so.
Because it's coming.
Go.
Because yeah,
now?
Watch. I've just fixed the sound. Y'all didn't plug it in.
331 episodes in. Yay!
I really feel bad for the people who are watching this live going, what am I watching?
Yeah, you know what they're missing? Poop.
Those of you who are in the car have been hitting that 30-second forward thing for a while now. But yeah, so yeah, 331 episodes. Most podcasts, they say, don't even last past 10.
No, 50 is the number. It's like 99% of podcasts don't get to 50 episodes. Yeah.
99%?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did Five Whiskey Patrick get to 50?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think
like
mine
40.
Did either. Because I mean,
y'all just stopped your doing yours. Y'all had a
so.
Well,
I'm
Tracy
sorry.
Couldn't come in because she was all scared.
That was
of the Rona. Well,
yeah.
Now that things are starting to lighten up, are y'all gonna start?
I think
it up
yeah.
Again?
I need to reach out to her. I mean, I think we should be able. I think we're both pretty much good to go.
I'm still trying to get guests to come sit in the studio and do a podcast with me because I don't want to do it over Zoom.
Dude,
that doesn't
you
sound like fun.
Offer, well, the thing with Patrick's is they sit around and they drink whiskey and they talk. You know, you're right. It's not the same over Zoom.
It also doesn't always sound great. Like, I did that podcast a week and a half ago and I went back and listened to it. And it's the earphones that I've been using, like, for everything. I don't sound great. It's very, and I'm like, why has nobody told me this is bad? That
you know,
I
that's
should be doing something better.
One thing that I will say about the radio show for us is that we made a commitment from day one that we were going to be here every day and roll through it. And we were just going to treat this like life. And we didn't do Zooms. We didn't do any of that stuff. WebEx. We didn't do anything. We came in and we did our jobs. And we're like, we all kind of said in the early part when everybody really didn't know what was going on, we're like, okay, look, just know that if one of us gets sick, we all get sick.
Yeah.
And we
if
discussed
one,
all that.
I think
that.
The first conversation was if one of us gets it, stay home. If it turns out two or three of us have it, we're just all coming in. We'll do the show with coronavirus.
Yeah.
Well, we might not sound great. A lot of coughing and whatever.
And it's
we're
weird,
just
too.
Didn't do it.
Again,
I
told you, I went and I did the antibodies test again. I'm still negative on it. Now, let me explain something. It has run through my house. Every single person in my house has had it. I have done three different antibodies tests, and it's never showed up. And I had, remember, like back in January of last year, I had some kind of virus that I got really ill with. I couldn't even go up the stairs at my house. I would get to the top of the stairs. I was winded. I couldn't breathe. And I wrote it off back then to just being fat.
Yeah. Everybody has that friend that thinks they had coronavirus but probably didn't really have
it. I'm telling you.
For us, it's Bubba.
I'm telling you guys, between the fire department exposure, the fact that everybody in my house, and when my wife had it, it was one of those things that it was like, she's like, well, do you want me to quarantine away? I said, no. And I was all hugging and kissing and all that. I'm like, I'm ready to get this. Let's get this over with because I want my antibodies.
We're trying to avoid it. He's over there intentionally trying to get it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, only Bubba.
I got the shot.
You did?
I got the shot.
Because you want to go see your Garth.
That's really it. I just want to go to concerts. I don't care. Load me up, man. I'll tell you, they made a party out of it. And they had like bands playing and there were cheerleaders and... I was like, all right, like that's cool. Just stick me in the arm.
There were cheerleaders?
Yeah, cheerleaders. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Waving their pom-poms.
What? And, yeah. Are you kidding? Like real cheerleaders, like with the skirts and
like
everything?
Like NFL cheerleaders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they haven't been able to do anything else, apparently. So they're like, dude, just go to the coronavirus thing.
Wow.
They had nothing else for them. Yeah, so they were cheering us on while we're driving through to go get
our shots.
That's
such an American thing, by the way. In other countries, they don't have cheerleaders for any of their sports. That's an American thing.
Yeah, that's why America is the best.
It's true.
America is the best. Don't change it. Quit changing America.
America is the best.
And you know it's going to – I mean, they already changed cheerleaders. It used to be it was just girls. Then you had the cheer – you had the guy cheer team, and then it was mixed, and now it's like nobody cares anymore.
Was there ever just a guy cheer team?
Yeah. Yeah,
where?
Texas A&M and
Texas A&M. They don't have girl cheerleaders. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're
you got the yell leaders.
Yell leaders. Yeah, yell leaders. At A&M.
Yeah,
it's
real.
I'm not going to tell you what my father said at the LSU Texas A&M game when we were sitting
because
four rows
you were
back
biased. But I'm just saying,
and my father looks down and sees the yell leaders, and I know because we're on the air there, and I'm like, yeah, man, that's the yell leaders. They don't have cheerleaders. They just and he goes. Say what?
They don't have cheerleaders. Wait, say what?
You're telling me that those four little dudes right there are all the cheerleaders they have. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, wow. You know what? I actually really enjoy like the Corps of Cadets. And, you know, if you're at an A&M game, they have all the people with the swords and everything. Listen. You know, all around the entire field, there's people with swords. And if you charge the field to go streaking, somebody's going to impale you. That's awesome.
Are they the yell leaders?
No.
That's what I thought.
It's part of the Corps of Cadets. And
no, they seemed, I've seen them like on the sides. I don't think I've ever seen just the dudes.
I want people with swords just rounding the studio here. Wouldn't that be cool?
That's not a good idea. That's not a good idea. Just saying. No swords. I know you guys are always packing heat, but nobody needs a sword.
I know. You know, like the idea of somebody with a saber.
And he plays with it all the time like a child.
I do.
Look, it's just—he's just always playing with
Fonzie.
I know it's really.
How many times have you accidentally poked yourself or
six?
I had a really bad cut early on. I got it.
I stopped.
I stopped using it, and then our bud Sam gave me this.
Sam, big shout out to him.
And number 13. And I stopped using it because, well, I cut myself.
Right, smart.
And then I went for months, and then I was like, oh, you know what? I won't pick that back up.
That's right. You know what? That cut healed. I can get a new one now.
That's right. It didn't get past me.
Skin's tougher.
That's right.
Remember that one time Big D always makes fun of the one time I felt, we jumped out of this truck one time, and I scraped my hand, right there on my wrist, on the ground. So I'm like... We were at this event. I'm like, dude, I'm just going to pour salt in it. So I grabbed a packet of salt from like a vendor, and I just poured it on top of it. I'm like, look at that. It stopped the bleeding. I was the dumbest kid ever.
Mm-hmm. I told him I wouldn't do that. It's just going to make it worse.
Dude, I still have a scar today right there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, good stuff.
You're so cool.
I tell people.
I have a scar on the back of my wrist from when I fell out of a van in Japan at Camp Fuji. Right on the concrete. In front of the colonel and the sergeant major.
Yeah. awesome. Marine Corps colonel, yes, and sergeant major watched you roll out, because you say fall out of the van.
Oh, no. It was not a graceful fall. It was more of a tumble with
Chris Farley
twist and
doing a stunt piece. That's what it was. It was
you, and you were drunk.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm stunned.
Are you kidding me? Drinking with Marines and singing karaoke? It was.
It was a beautiful night.
It was a great night.
One of the greatest nights of my life. I will say.
I don't know. I was going to say, though, singing karaoke and drinking with Marines with Army guys the next night.
That was also a pretty good night. And
then all of us went out after the Navy Bay. Even Geek came
Big
out
D.
for a little while.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
he did.
Mm.
He came. I mean, you didn't go bar hopping after when we were in Yokosuka, and we actually went and walked around the city.
Yeah,
and
we walked around. I didn't go to
go to the bars and drink with us until 3 a.m. and ask some dude if he was a ninja like Bubba did. That was a
sure did.
First of all, I blame Jesse May.
Are you a ninja?
Jesse May Peluso, who's one of the funniest people ever. She goes, "Hey, look, Bubba, a ninja." And I went,
"Did he look
I'm
going
to go talk
like
to the ninja.
Ninja.
It was a guy who walked in and he was like all mangaed out, you know, and I thought, well, I'm going to go talk to him. And I walked up, I'm like, "Hey, man, are you a ninja?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, I sat down next to him. We had a couple shots and we talked for a while. I say we talked. I mean,
you talked.
You talked.
Yeah, I talked.
Are you in the Foot Clan?
Oh, you know what that means?
I don't know.
He's in the Wu-Tang Clan.
That's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles joke for everybody.
Ninja Turtles joke? That was pretty good. Yeah. Do you know Master Splinter?
Yeah. Sure, I should never be allowed out of the country again. I do embarrassing things sometimes.
It's a fun trip, though.
That was so much
really
fun.
Good trip. Speaking of good times, man, I had a chance to hang out with my dad this week. He was he had a doctor's appointment, so he came in and he wanted to go drive the Chevelle. So I have a 1970 Chevelle Super Sport.
Totally pimped out. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, there it is, a picture of it. But it's he went and
he had a picture ready.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He's like, "I want to talk about my beautiful car." And my dad.
But we went driving and he drove, and I was just cool. He's telling me stories about his old car, his old, you know, what do you have, a 39 Packer or something?
No. He had,
I forget what it was.
It was a 34 Plymouth.
Okay. And he had chicken wire as a roof. He goes, "I didn't drive it in the rain much." Like, all right. He's so awesome. You know, he's really sharp, though, man. He's got he's almost 80 years old now, and he's still with it, man. He hasn't really missed much. He doesn't, you know. I hope I'm that sharp when I'm at his age. But he had a good time, man. We had a really good time. Good hanging out with the boys and the house and all that.
Do your fingers keep growing?
No, your ears do. Ears and nose, right?
Your ears and nose. Yeah. But your dad's got the most giant hands ever.
Yeah, I don't think his. I don't think so. I mean, I told you I bought him that ring for Christmas, and when I his old Clash ring, and when I called Jostens, the company, the old member of them,
yeah,
and said, she goes, "Well, what's the size?" And I'd gotten the size from my aunt from what she had remembered his ring size, and I told her, you know, whatever it was, 18 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And she lady goes, "Are you sure that's right?" I'm not sure.
Super Bowl rings, and that is that would be large if it was an NFL lineman.
Yeah. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that's right. She goes, "Well, that's a really big ring size." So I go, "Well, let's go ahead and do it anyway." So did it, got it too small.
Whoa!
Is that not insane? Yeah. Like yeah. Big D will put his hand now. Big D's 6'3".
Yeah.
Put his hand next to his dad's, and he looks like a child.
It's embarrassing. Wow. His enormous hands. That's how he used to spank us. He would just take two fingers and just whack us across the head.
And you're like, "Dad, you got my back of my calf all the way up to my back."
Yeah, crazy big. And he also got one finger that when he kind of holds it up, and it kind of, like, the very last knuckle, like, it looks like someone went and just cranked it over. And it's like, whoop.
Like, is it arthritic or something?
I don't know. I don't think he doesn't really have arthritis, but he's I don't know. Who knows? Who knows with them? It was fun. It was a good time, man. It was kind of one of those special moments. You know, and we came back, and I had my pork shoulder on the smoker, and I had it on there for like 12 hours. And he was like, well, this looks good. And we finished it up and had a pulled pork sandwich and
are you still
just
not
all
eating
hanging
meat?
Out at the? I had a little bit of it. No, I'm not eating much meat. I had a little bit of it because I'm gonna spend a whole in total like 14 hours doing this. I'm gonna have one.
Yeah,
yeah,
so yeah. Of course you are.
I had a pulled pork sandwich. It was really good. It was good. Man, that's a lot of work. It is.
But you know what's weird is it's a lot of work to you now. But like whenever you were smoking before, when you were eating the meat, you didn't care. Now you're like, it's a lot of work.
Right, because you're not enjoying the fruits of your labor.
No.
And you have nothing really to look forward to.
I know. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for smoking this for us, D.
Dude,
enjoy your salad.
Better off just going and get an Impossible Burger and calling it a day.
I got some of those. Yeah. Carson and I, we talk about them.
Mm-hmm. Are they good?
Yeah.
You know, they're not bad, especially when you don't eat meat for a while, and then you put one with on a bun with some ketchup and mustard, whatever you do, pickles. I can tell, but man, it's pretty close.
It's kind of like me with zero net carb bread. And my wife is like, this is the nasty thing ever. I think it's amazing because I haven't eaten bread in months.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is. You know. I'll tell you that. So we had, Carson, do you have just the pre-done patties?
Yeah.
Or do you have, okay. I had it where it's like ground beef.
Yeah.
And you have to, make the patties. It's kind of gross. It's got kind of it kind of smells like dog food, and it's got a weird consistency.
Really making it a winner. It. Yeah.
I mean, I just take the patties if I want something that's not a burger. Like when I make taco meat with it, mm-hmm. I just put it in and I crush it with a spoon. That way I'm not actually ever touching it.
You put a metal spoon in a metal pan?
No. Like a wooden spoon.
Oh, wooden spoon.
Yeah,
okay,
like mix good. It up. You know.
Are you not supposed to do that?
No, scratch your scratch
your nonstick coating.
Dude, I don't know.
First of all,
I mean, look
buy
at
stainless
me.
Steel pots. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, I don't
cast
have
iron.
Any.
Cast iron skillets are the best.
Dude, we have cast iron skillet and a big stainless steel pot, and I'm good. That's
does
pretty
it have
much
Rachel Ray's name on it at Kohl's? Then that's what I'm buying. That's what I got.
You know, Ava, my daughter Ava now has decided she wants to be a vegetarian. So she has been eating vegetarian only for the last, I'd say 3 months or so. And she's like, I have no energy. I miss meat. And I think I want to add some back. So she wants to eat fish. I was like, awesome. Pescatarian. Great. So now she wants to catch her own fish.
Okay.
So now I've got to find, because like the places I usually go fish, like whenever I have a little bit of time after work, are not really the cleanest water sources. So I started looking. Believe it or not, the state they publish a thing. If you go to the wildlife and fisheries, they publish a thing. It tells you what water sources are clean and which ones aren't. The ones I've been fishing are not at all. So now I don't know where to take her to go get fish unless I was like to go like, in the Gulf or something, or off in the ocean, or I don't know. Like everything I've
drop
found.
Drop a hook in the freezer.
Just pull the back. But I'm just saying, every single place I found that I could fish, I always go and I cross-reference it. This one's got way too high mercury. This one's got too much PVC. This one's straight off the sewage treatment plant and whatever. It's not cool.
I mean, and you gotta cook it, right? I mean, it'll be
yeah,
tough.
But I mean,
still,
you don't want to have
make
it if it's got a mercury issue or something like that. I mean, you can't cook the mercury out.
I don't know. That's I don't do? I don't go fishing here in town and then eat what I can.
You have all the people that are all like climate this, climate that. Man, pollution is the problem with the earth more than the climate. Climate change is natural. You want to argue with that? Bubba Radio on Twitter.
Lord.
Have
look
at
what
it.
He just did.
I'm just saying. Pollution is a big problem. And I it's really prevalent now because as I'm looking for places to go take my daughter fishing for food, I'm like, this is we need to fix this.
Why does she want to eat her just
because she feels
she's
like
a hippie. Not really.
No, she feels
she wants
like,
to be.
No, she feels like if she harvested herself, like she's down for deer and all that kind of stuff. She's like, yeah, I'll eat deer. So I'm like, all right, we have nothing in the freezer right now, but
I got
okay.
some deer sausage in the freezer right here.
Well, I'm going to take that home.
She's not going to like it.
Why?
I thought she wasn't eating meat.
No, she's cool. She and I talked about it. She's like, I just want it to be you know, wild sourced, whether it's wild caught fish or meat that somebody's harvested on their own. That's her thing. And I'm like, you know what? That's fine.
Like, that's so now I'm excited. I'm fine with that. If, like, you live off that, but this is like a 16-year-old girl who works at a department store.
But I'm just saying, this is exciting because now I have a fishing partner. Yeah. I have a buddy to go hunting with. Okay. I think that's awesome. We can make new, really cool memories.
The Ava is going to go hunting.
No,
with Bubba.
She's getting rid of the nails and all that. She's like, next time I go get them done, I'm getting them shorter because I won't be able to do that kind of stuff. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Give it 6 months.
6 months?
Ooh. I don't know about 6 months.
One hunting trip. One good time in a tree stand.
Has she ever gone hunting at all?
No.
No.
No, we shoot like out in the back.
Man, hunting was boring and hard to get into when I was 12 and we didn't have computers in our pockets.
But you didn't have a mission. See, that's the beautiful thing, is she has a mission.
Yeah, I did. It was called Make My Dad Think I'm Not a Loser. And that was my entire reason for going. And I got into it, and I loved doing it all through my, you know, teen years. But we didn't have the level of distraction that they have. Like, you can't bring your phone to the tree stand.
Well, I'm excited, and I really, truly believe that this is going to be good bonding time for the two of us.
There's a place not far from here that's got incredible duck hunting. So if you want to try that,
I'm going to start off on small game. I don't know if she. I mean, I would have to really work with her because you know when you shoot targets your whole life, it's really hard to train yourself to lead and that kind of stuff. But I think it can happen.
I mean, get her duck hunt.
Yeah, duck hunt.
You know, that's it. A little NES action.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not the same thing?
Oh, the video game.
Do they still do the gun game for it?
I hope so. And then the dog that yells at you. Hee hee, I'm making fun of you. It's about as close as I ever came.
Well. So that's interesting. So she doesn't want to eat meat, but she'll eat it if she kills it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's more than just she just was like, man,
I can arrange a trip to a cattle farm.
Well, that's the problem. She told me that she watched a documentary about a cattle farm and also pigs and chickens. And she watched this thing, you know, she's like Big D. Whatever the documentary she watched, that's the truth.
Yeah. And will tell you whatever the latest documentary he watched said. And that is his new thing, man. That is it.
It's true. It's like gold. And he never wavers. And whenever he watches it, that's your mind for the next 6 months at least.
I went a plant-based diet for 2 years.
He watched a documentary that I debunked in 10 minutes. But, you know, hey, man.
Yeah, you're brilliant.
No, yeah, no, I'm not brilliant. I'm just a skeptic. Yeah, I can show you a documentary that says the opposite of what that one says.
There's documentaries. That's the dangerous thing is there's documentaries for everything. But, yeah, so she watched this, and I will tell you it's crazy. Like Halal. You ever watch the Halal videos? That's some crazy stuff.
Yo, that is some crazy
stuff. That's some crazy stuff. I'm like, what? But anyway, so yeah, I'm very excited that she wants to source her own meat. She wants to harvest her own game. I'm totally down for that. That is what we need more of in America. I mean, we are consumers, not producers. Let's get out there, baby.
Optimism. It really is impressive.
I appreciate it too. And I can, you know, but it's not sustainable. Like
totally sustainable.
No, she's not going to live. I get that, but she's not. She's not going to do this very long. Like she,
you don't know.
Yeah, I do know. I do know, man.
I mean, I feel like he's got a better chance of being right than you do. But I mean, y'all want to put money on this? Because I mean, we don't have enough.
Why does everything always have to become a bet with Patrick?
Yeah, I don't know because that's what we do.
Got a gambling problem? Call 1-800. Blah 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 blah.
But yeah, it's okay. Good for her, man. I hope it works out, and she, does that, and she. That's a tough thing.
If Zach came up to you today and said, "Dad, I want to start hunting my own food. Yeah. I want to go get my own fish," you're all in, aren't you?
Of course not.
No, really?
Yeah, because I'm realistic, and I would go. Yeah, son, we live in a cult. We live in a cul-de-sac in a neighborhood. And
a cul-de-sac. He said a
cul-de-sac.
It sounded like he
cul-de-sac.
Said
cult. We live in a cult.
We live in a cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac. So you're going to not eat meat unless you kill it? That's just unrealistic.
You're going to eat rabbits, squirrels, and that one coyote we see from time to time?
Dude, I can skin a squirrel in about 60 seconds.
Okay. Good for you.
But, well, you can teach that to your daughter.
Dude, boy, that'll go over
huge. Make the right cuts, and you grab the tail, and you
look
step
at this.
On the thing,
step on whoop. You. It's one big thing.
Like a zipper.
Mm-hmm. Or you just let him go hang out on the power lines.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, anyway, but yeah.
It took a weird turn.
It really did, man.
Really did.
I'm sure it's out there. Google it. Somebody on TikTok is showing you the fastest way to skin a squirrel. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a squirrel skinning video.
Do not make a squirrel skinning video. Do not. I don't need animal rights groups lighting us up with hate.
That's what you need to do this weekend. You need to find her and just pop one and then go out there and go, watch, honey.
Will she eat lobster from the grocery store that's in a tank?
I don't know. I mean,
I have catch it, but like she picks it out.
Yeah. Still
alive, I don't know.
When you bring it home.
I don't know. My wife does not. Like when I, she doesn't. If she has to see it actually get boiled, she's out. Like I'll do crawfish and all that, and she's like, "I don't want to watch it happen because you can hear crawfish scream. You do. They make a little.
Is that a real thing? I always
hear people. Not real.
Yeah, you hear.
I've heard that my whole
life.
It's like
a high pitched. Oh yeah, dude.
That high pitched noise is the butane. Or whatever.
Patrick debunking.
I will do.
There he goes again.
Because I'm a good Cajun kid, I will actually go and I'll do lobster. I'll get lobsters and I'll do them like crawfish. Because in the off season, you know, you're not getting it. I mean, November, you're not going to get crawfish. So unless it's like Chinese. So I'll get fresh lobster and I will boil them right there. Just like crawfish.
Season
with all those seasons. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's
so just
amazing.
Like giant crawfish.
Like giant crawfish. Yeah.
Does it taste the same?
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it. But I'll do that and it's great. But like Stacy and the girls, they can't watch me cook it because they feel guilty.
But they're going to... Okay.
They'll eat it, but they can't watch it happen.
But
weird.
But Ava's going to go kill an animal.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Okay.
Well, I think the difference is...
Again, back to his never-ending optimism, and it is adorable.
I used to support
well,
his girls.
Well, if anything, maybe I'll just become the provider.
Hey,
I'll catch the fish, and I'll bring it to her.
It's like a friend of mine wouldn't eat crawfish if she had to look at it and peel it. So she made us all peel it for her. And then she'd eat it.
You know what?
And I realized this was the biggest scam ever. We'd had a few drinks, and I realized about two dozen in that I'm doing all the work, and Aaron's eating all the tails.
Yeah, somebody had me do that for them one time. So I made sure whenever I'd take the heads, I always put them looking at them. So like after about 10 minutes, they had 45 crawfish heads just all staring at them. They're like, "You're doing that on purpose." I'm like, "Doing what on purpose?" Yeah. Totally.
They're watching you.
They're totally watching.
Look at Clary!
Happy birthday, Kenny Chesney. Happy birthday.
Are we done?
I think so.
Yeah, we're
fine. All right, guys, thank you all for watching. Again, Big D referenced Kenny Chesney because if you're watching on the YouTube stream or Facebook or wherever you may be watching, Twitter, the audio stream is the only place you're going to find the Kenny Chesney interview, and that is coming up right after this jingle.
Yay!
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Look at Clary!
On the radio.
Okay. Look at Clary!
Every day. It was the podcast.
Look at Clary! Look at Clary!
Kenny Chesney joining us on the hotline. What up, Kenny?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good, man. How you been?
Been good. Good.
Yeah, we're good, man. We're just kind of waiting until we start seeing some pictures of you in some gigantic coliseum wearing a football helmet at the top of the steps.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I haven't done that in a while.
It's been. I don't know. Can you get up? Are you going to make it up the steps now? Has it been? You still staying in shape?
Well, you know, I work my way up through that. I'll just go to the halfway up the steps right now. But by the time I get going, I'll be up there. I promise.
Did you ever think it was this was going to take this long to get out of this?
No, I mean not at all. It was just uncertain, and we still don't know honestly. So I sure hope it's sooner than later.
Yeah. I'm going with the fall. I'm going with October. November is when everything kind of kicks in because we got football, we got all that stuff going on. Plus all the movies. If you look at all the film studios, they're putting their movies in October and November.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right.
I think they know something. That's my bet.
I hope it's in June.
You too. I mean, we gotta get this thing moving, man. We gotta. I mean, Kenny's got boats to buy. I mean, we got things going on, bro. We got to do this. Hey, congrats on this new song, Knowing You. Bob and I were listening to it, and Patrick, too, and we're just like, man, this it's like...
It's comfortable.
It is. I was going to say it's like a comfortable chair or a jacket or something.
This is going to sound so nerdy, but this is the Kenny I love. And I hate saying that because you're a dude and I'm a dude. And we're like, but this is the part of your music that I love the most.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That is a good word to use, is comfortable. You know, when I first heard it, I went, you know, wow, I haven't had one of these in a little while. And it just felt good. Buddy and I took it into the studio, and it just, like you said, it felt very comfortable, but yet it felt different enough, and it was just something that we hadn't, you know, wrapped our arms around in a little bit. So I appreciate you saying that. It's a song that I've been, you know, since I put the record out, it's been one of my favorites off the record, and we were waiting for the right time to do it, and it just felt like this was the perfect time. You know, we have... you know, so many people come in, you know, in and out of our lives, and, you know, there's you share a lot of life with them, and sometimes life just has a way of moving you apart. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing, you know, and it's not the fact that, you know, that relationship is over, it's just about the fact that it happened in the first place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing, and I thought there's no way, like when Here and Now first came out, it was instantly my favorite song on the album, and I was like, yeah, they'll never play this on the radio. Yeah. And everybody always blames us. They're like, hey, why don't you play Knowing You from Kenny Chesney? And we're like, it's not up to us, it's up to the record label and Kenny to decide which ones we get to play.
Well, hopefully, you know, I tell you, the fact that we're able to release a song like this, and you know what, but it was the fans out there too. You know, when you put a record out and you listen to what people are saying and what they gravitate towards and what their favorites are, and now more than ever, you get to measure that, you know, with your fan base that listens to this music. And, you know, every time, you know, 9 times out of 10, this was a song that kept coming up. And I think it's just because that we all have that person in our life, or, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be one person. It can be a group of friends that you share life with in a different part of your life, and you still care about them, you still love them, but, you know, maybe you're living somewhere else and you're not in that circle anymore, and everybody's, you know, just moved on from that time of their life. But well, still, it was great knowing each other together, and I think there's a part of that in this song also.
I think a lot of people don't realize that you are, of all artists that we know and have gotten to know over the years, you're probably the most loyal to people that you work with that I know. I mean, you've been working with Buddy Cannon for,
decades.
Yeah, a while. We've made a lot of records together.
Long time. And a lot of people, they churn through people on staff for whatever reason, but it's just, I don't know. Is that something that you think about, like you're consciously aware of, like, hey, you know what, maybe this person did this and I don't like it, but I'm still going to give them another chance?
We've done some of that stuff, you know, but look, I'm not saying that I haven't ever let anybody go, because I have, but you know, for me, I mean, you've got to really mess up to get fired from me. I feel like that I have, over the years, surrounded myself with people that I'm very comfortable with and getting through the day-to-day business of doing what I do, especially my road family. And you mentioned Buddy Cannon. I mean, Buddy is a great song person, and Buddy is really great in the studio, and he has a sense of just song sense that, you know, I couldn't find anywhere else. Buddy and several people in town taught me song sense. So I don't know if it's necessarily being loyal. It's just understanding you got a great thing. I wouldn't get rid of Buddy for anything, you know. But
my favorite part is Kenny going, well, first off, I've fired people, so don't say.
No, I have. But you got to really mess up.
It didn't involve horses in New York City or anything, did it? It wasn't that bad.
Nope, not at all.
Man, we hope that you are enjoying this time and kind of like relaxing. Seeing the pictures on Twitter of you on the beach, I'm just like, man, look at this dude. Look at him.
Well, I mean, I'm
living it.
You know, I locked down a lot, though. You know, I mean, like that's, some of that stuff's archived.
I haven't
been able to travel as much as it looks like.
Wow, dang it, I fell for it. Y'all got me. You got me with the beach. How many pictures do you have of you on a beach in a chair? Thousands.
Yeah. Just about as many as I've got of me on stage.
About as many of you in a helmet on top of a stadium somewhere.
Yeah.
The album is called Here and Now, and the song is called Knowing You, the latest song from Kenny. Definitely give it a listen. It is so good, y'all. It is
classic. Avoid it. Who are we kidding? You won't be able to avoid this song. It's Jeez. Everywhere. It's going to be everywhere. It's taken over again.
Yeah, again. Once again, the one and only Kenny Chesney. Kenny, thanks, brother.
Guys, thanks for having me. Love y'all. See you soon.
See you, man. Bye-bye.